Students in Baldwinsville will be going to school in person for 3 days and then having 3 days of school online. Jamesville DeWitt will have kindergartners and first graders in school each day, but grades 2 through 12 in a hybrid model. And all 20,000 students in Syracuse City schools will learn remotely until the beginning of October. None of these plans is how school started a year ago. So that leaves parents to answer the question, what kind of childcare do I need? And how do I get it?
Welcome to the Early Childhood Alliance. First attempt at a public Zoom forum. You all are making a little bit of history here.
Parents at a recent virtual town hall held by Onondaga County Early Childhood Alliance had the chance to express their concerns and ask those questions.
So if a bus picks up to pick up a kid, stops to pick up a kid, and the kid has a temperature, and the parent's not on the bus stop, the parent has gone to work, then what happens?
Via Facebook, she is wondering if the maximum income guideline will increase for childcare programs or assistance programs due to substantially increased daycare costs.
And I have no childcare for him. So am I really like out of choices if I did want a after school care program for him? Maybe not 5 days, maybe 2 or 3 days.
But childcare providers share in their uncertainty. Commissioner of Onondaga County Social Services Sarah Merrick says the school and childcare landscape has been changing so rapidly, and there are still many variables as the school year begins.
Even if we asked these questions 6 weeks ago, I think the answers are different now. And I also think, I mean, I'm hearing the parents in this forum. You guys haven't made your decisions. You're not really sure.
Parents are concerned that there's not enough public outreach for the diverse Central New York community to understand how to safely bring kids back to shared places like schools and daycare centers. Darlene Medley lives on Syracuse's north side.
It's all types of culture over here. So I'm hearing y'all with the thermometers and they have to check and things like that. Like, do we have people that are really coming out in the community and are expressing this to people that are here that don't understand really exactly what's going on with COVID-19.
Risk of contracting COVID-19 in Onondaga County still exists, but remains relatively low, with an infection rate in the county of under 1% for weeks now. Executive Director of Childcare Solutions, Lori Shackow, says daycare centers have even lower risks of spread than schools do.
Parents that are fearful about sending their kids to school shouldn't necessarily have the same fears about daycare, because childcare has always, the registration and license programs have always had very stringent requirements and strict protocols about infection control. I would say registered and licensed childcare is going to be your safest option of where to put your children.
And new research supports that. A study published by the Centers for Disease Control found that the opening of childcare centers in Rhode Island in June and July did not contribute to the spread of the coronavirus in the state. But the search for registered and affordable childcare programs is not an easy one. Shackow says around 80% of daycare slots are full, and many school and church-based programs have closed. Assemblymembers Al Sturpe and Bill Magnarelli, along with State Senator Rachel May, are asking New York State to release $69 million in federal funding for childcare from the CARES Act. But whether new funding is awarded or released, Central New York parents and childcare workers will be navigating the difficult reality of childcare during the pandemic. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.